coming to you live from the final prediction of Nostradamus. It's DJ Dan shutting down the man.
Not just shutting down the man, Johnny.
Yes?
I said, not just shutting down the man.
I heard you the first time, DJ Dan. Why are you staring at me? Okay, fine. Music, please.
Coming to you live from the prediction predicted to follow the final prediction of Nostradamus, it's DJ Dan shutting down the man. Special edition.
That's right, Tanya. Special edition. I'm feeling special.
Special.
I'm feeling like I'm drinking lemonade on a slip and slide through one of those twisty straws they had when you were a kid. Tanya?
And you were in your 30s.
Oh, Tanya, that was a freebie, Ton. Next crack's going to come out of your check.
I get a check?
Oh, Tanya. You know the straws I'm talking about, Tanya? The ones that wrap around you like sunglasses, cooling and refreshing you even before your drink reaches your parched palate and makes you want to sing!
Oh, Lord.
I said makes you want to sing in your mellifluous, flowing baritone voice.
Not good.
All right. Maybe the soothing sounds of my golden voice aren't what the people need right now. After all, I'm here to incite. Can I have an amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Back to topic.
Witness.
I know you're all wondering, what makes tonight's show so special? What could it be? Tanya, do you have a guess?
Pluto's demotion to dwarf planet?
Tanya, enough with the dwarf planet stuff. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. It's a conspiracy. Wrapped in a hoax perpetrated by the man. Anyone worth his frozen sea salt knows that Pluto is neither a planet, a dwarf planet, a little planet, or a gnome planet. It's a sentry base station conveniently dropped into orbit by the Proselians from Alpha Centauri. And Lords of Kobol help us! When that power coupling between said base station and its so-called moon is repaired and the Proselians spot our juicy blue backyard. But once again, could you possibly guess what kind of special guest would make the show so very special?
Ralph Macchio time warped in from 1984.
Wrong! Johnny, sweep the leg! Conspiracy spies, many of you already know, but for those of you who don't, we have Rachel Blake. I'll say it again. Rachel Blake. You know what? Johnny's going to say it. Johnny?
Rachel Blake.
Persephone. Conspiracy spy of the year. Hacker extraordinaire. Videographer of vigilance. The painter of life. No, wait. That's Thomas Kincaid. The light of my life. My PYT. My bride-to-be. A crusader against the unspeakable evils of my arch-nemesis.
The Hanzo Foundation.
Rachel Blake, folks. I don't know where she is, but she'll be here live tonight to answer the questions we've been dying to ask. Questions like, what is the deal with Alvar Hanzo's beard? Are those stylish hair follicles, in fact, made of weapons-grade plutonium? Only Rachel knows. She's going to be calling in later tonight. I don't know when. Stay tuned, right here on RadioHarvest.com. I can't wait, but why don't we go ahead and start off the show with a little segment that I like to call
Conspiracy Spies in the News.
Yes. Tanya, can I have the first headline, please?
Bagora, Leprechaun's theme park for Jackson?
Hey, Bagora.
Looks like Michael Jackson has taken a liking to the wee folk of Ireland. The Thriller singer who left the U.S. for the Mideast following his acquittal on sex charges has been spending time on the Emerald Isle recently and is looking into buying an estate there, possibly a castle, according to reports. What's more, he's supposedly interested in opening up a leprechaun-inspired theme park.
Conspiracy! For starters, enough with the theme parks. You want a theme park, pal? Pull back that veil and try the man in the mirror. But back to the conspiracy, folks. Now, folks, I've been talking about this for years, but has anyone else noticed in Michael Jackson's videos and movies, rainbows everywhere? What is the deal? The cover of Moonwalker? Rainbow! Captain EO, spreading the rainbows. And why, Johnny? Johnny?
Leprechauns?
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns. Jacko is in bed with the leprechauns. No pun intended. How else do you think he does that move, the lean? Come on, folks. I tried it once, and you know what they called it? The fall. Next!
Gurney, Illinois, from Gurney. The AP. Why wait in line when you can just eat a cockroach? That's the question Six Flags Great America is asking thrill seekers during a Halloween-themed Fright Fest. The amusement park is daring customers to eat a live Madagascar hissing cockroach in exchange for unlimited line jumping
privileges.
All right,
scam, 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 scam. This is not the first time, the first one the roaches have tried to pull on us, folks. Conspiracy Spice, if you know anything about roaches, you'll know that no matter how much you chew, how much you stomp, you just can't kill them. It's impossible. They can't die. They are the oldest things on the planet, older than dirt, older than water, older than gravity. Why do you think the dinosaurs died out? Don't eat the roaches, people. That's what they want. A way in. I'm afraid pretty soon you'll be seeing a seventh flag flying in Gurney. That's right. The twisted flag of the roach. Johnny, can I have an Imperial March here for a second?
Yes. Dun, 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 dun.
The twisted flag of the roach empire.
Dun, 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 dun.
Very good. Next. Next headline.
Power companies give squirrels a jolt.
Woohoo.
Allentown, Pennsylvania from the AP. Shocking news. Squirrels and power lines don't mix. The cute but pesky rodents are a leading cause of unplanned outages. They chew through power lines, fry themselves by completing electrical circuits, and generally wreak havoc on power grids. The Zap Shield is an $11 polymer disc that arrived on the market some 3 years ago and delivers a non-lethal electrostatic jolt to any varmint touching it.
Varmint! Hoax! Hoax! Folks! Folks, this one's serious. I just want you all to sit down here. Sit down if you're standing up, please. Mom, that's right. We all know that gamma rays do some pretty awful things, Meg. We know what it did to Bruce Banner. That's right. They turn him into Lou Ferrigno. Bill Bixby, gamma rays, Lou Ferrigno. And I'll be the first to tell you, for the squirrel DNA, it don't take that much. That's right. We're going to have the furry, flying, killer, green death machines chomping at our throats. I say caveat squirrelist, my friends. Better a dead squirrel than a deadly super squirrel. Don't say DJ Dan didn't warn you. Next headline, Tanya.
Super squirrel.
Phone telepathy. You knew it was true. Norwich, England, Reuters. Many people have experienced the phenomenon of receiving a telephone call from someone shortly after thinking about them. Now a scientist says he has proof of what he calls telephone telepathy. Rupert Sheldrake, whose research is funded by the respected Trinity College of Cambridge, said on Tuesday he had conducted experiments that proved that
this is scam. Folks, I get it. You're saying, whoa, what is this about face? Is DJ Dan refuting telepathy? But I'm not. I'm not refuting telepathy. What I'm saying is any study done by a guy named Rupert is obviously tainted. Tanya, wasn't Rupert Sheldrake the name of the character that Fred McMurray played in The Apartment?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's false. It's a scam, and I'm shutting it down. We all know this. We grew up learning this. It's a scientific fact that Ruperts receive 90% of their phone calls from their mothers. That ain't telepathy, folks. Rupert sat by the phone, thought, Mom! And then, oh my God, a call from Mom! And my name is Rupert! That's right.
Rupert Sheldrake.
That's right, Rupert Sheldrake. Hi, Rupert, it's Mom. Did you eat your beans today? This ain't telepathy, folks. It's creepy. It's creepy, but it ain't telepathy. Give me another headline, Tanya. I'm sick of this, Rupert.
Shanghai, it's a big pajama party.
Ooh.
Shanghai, Reuters. People wearing pajamas in public, still a common sight in Shanghai, is one of the most irritating aspects of life in China's biggest city. According to an opinion poll.
Conspiracy. You want to know what's going on in Shanghai? Two words. Pod people. Next.
The Lost Experience ends September 24th.
Hmm.
The multi-platform interactive phenomenon, The Lost Experience, will come to a climactic close on September 24th. With a live worldwide radio internet broadcast hosted by the Renegade DJ.
Wait a minute. Read me a little more. What's it say there? What does it say there?
It says that you are hosting.
Oh my God. You know, Tanya, this really bothers me. Every day for the past 5 months, I have had to get up in the morning and stare at headlines calling my life a work of fiction. And just listen to this ball of lies they're chucking at our heads on the famed geek out internet site, The Lostpedia. That's right, it's a wiki site. A character in The Lost Experience, DJ Dan hosts a podcast about various subjects related to the experience, including the Hanso Foundation and its many projects. Oh, it goes on. According to this, we're all characters. Every one of us sitting in this room, apparently created by some screenwriter named Jordan Rosenheimer, and that yippin' yappin' slob of a nerf herder, Javier Grillo Marksuch. I mean, have you seen this guy? He's like some sort of half-man, half-bear creature with those beady eyes and that high tin pot voice. I have half a mind to make him. Johnny, I need it. Give it to me.
Give you what? Oh, that. The mythical beastie of the day.
Yeah, take that, Mark Such. But I'll come back to that. Because, Tanya, you know what this does to me?
Oh, no.
You know how this makes me feel?
Please, Dan, spare us.
The voices are dancing in my head, and I need to just...
Let it out!
Don't you get it, people? The Lost Experience is a hoax, a conspiracy, and a scam all rolled up into one. These small-minded people, these executives and executive producers and non-writing executive producers and writing executive producers and directing producers and supervising producers and co-producers, they have the gall to believe they can put one over on you and me, the consumer. They have the sheer contempt to believe all it takes to hide the truth about their relationship to that nefarious organization, that VW bug full of evil clowns, the people I call my arch nemesis.
The Hanso Foundation.
They believe all it takes to hide the truth about their support for Thomas Middleberg and Alvar Hanso and all their evil schemes is to wrap it up in a pretty bow and call it, quote, the lost experience. Well, I'm not going to take it lying down, conspiracy spies. Can't you see? It's sleight of hand. It's the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Well, folks, ABC has one-upped him, and they gave him his own TV show. What better way to obscure the truth than to put it on TV? Nobody with half a brain believes anything they see on TV is real, right? Not even the reality shows. So, of course, my life, your life, Rachel Blake's life. And if that wasn't what they're relying on, if Lost isn't real, then the Lost experience isn't real, right? And Rachel Blake isn't, and Hanso, and the Foundation, and Middleberg, nor his plot to kill 30% of the human race. Well, that's just fine and dandy, but it ain't the truth. It's about control, conspiracy spies. The Merovingian had their number. They take me. They take Rachel. And there we are, threatening their very existence. So they pull out Bobby Ewing. That's right. You wake up to find ABC and Law standing in your shower telling you that the fight you've been fighting, the evil you've been outing, it's all part of a game. It's just a fiction dreamed up by Javier Grillo Marksuch and Jordan Rosencrantz.
Dan, I think it's Rosenberg.
Rosenheimer, Rosenbrook, Birkenstock, it doesn't matter. If anyone is a figment of anyone's imagination, it's this writer, this Jordan Rosenbaum.
Berg.
Dreamed up by Damon Lindelof
Steve.
And Carlton Cuse. And like our good friend Rachel said, they should be ashamed. So now I guess anything in your life you want to pretend isn't real, you can just call it the blank experience, right? Like, I had 8 donuts today. Maybe it's just the Kruller experience. It's not going to show up in my butt tonight. No, not at all.
Oh,
that exists in reality right now. It's like saying, hey, going to a Cubs game with Johnny. That exists in reality, but now it's an experience. It's the cut Johnny off by the fifth inning experience. And winning means Johnny can drive himself home.
Clean and sober.
You see what I'm getting at? Life is not entertainment, people. Life is life. The stakes are real. If the Hanso Foundation gets away with what it's doing, a third of my audience vanishes. Now I can hear you thinking at Conspiracy Spies. DJ Dan, prove it. Prove to us that you're real. Well, ask yourselves, if I were truly a fictional character, an overweight fictional character such as I am, with a professed love for powdered donuts, would I really have cut those bastards out of my diet? Would I? No! Because fictional characters don't worry about their fictional health. If I wasn't real, would I really settle for this home-delivered, fat-restricted, carb-counted, sugar-stripped, nasty, disgusting, wheat-germ, bulgur, parsley-filled... Yeah, I said parsley, Tanya. And you know how I feel about parsley. Starch-free, tasteless hockey puck
you
of a diet
it.
Plan. So I can somehow convince my blushing, now paling in revulsion bride to look at me in my boxers without suppressing a giggle? If I wasn't real, would I not have cast 2 adorable, gorgeous child actors to play my kids? Would they not have the eyes of Jack and the cheekbones of Sawyer? I can't even find their damn cheekbones. Reality, my friends, is pain and worry and struggle. But the struggle, my friends, the work to free ourselves from the bonds of the man, that is our freedom, that is our joy, and there is no freedom in delusion. There is no freedom on your couch, except for right now, I'm bringing the fight to your couch. I'm bringing the, quote, lost experience, a.k.a. the harsh truth of reality, to your doorstep. You know what wise man once said? There's only one man wiser than I, and that man is DJ Dan.
And that man was me.
How can you argue with that? Conspiracy Spice, we're here on RadioHarvest.com. The Hanso Foundation tried jamming us earlier today. We have thwarted them. We are on. Well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to take your calls. I want to hear your thoughts, your rants, your raves.
Coming to you live from the bridge of the Battlestar Conspiracy Spot. Can we do that again, DJ Dan?
Let's try that again.
Okay, here we go. Coming to you live from the bridge of the Battlestar Conspiracy Spy, it's DJ Dan, shutting down the man, and now my good, close, personal friend, DJ Dan.
Because it wouldn't be a DJ Dan broadcast without at least one false start, would it, Johnny?
I don't know what you're talking about. That was perfect.
Exactly. It was fantastic. And now, if you're hearing spooky music, you know what that spooky means, don't you? Tanya, what do you think that music means?
we got our budget cut again.
Yeah, sure sounds like it, doesn't it? But no, one of these days, Tanya, to the dwarf moon of the dwarf planet Pluto. To the moon of Pluto!
The dwarf moon of Pluto.
Yeah, that's not its name. It's Chiron or Chiron or Chiron.
Chiron.
Could be Chiron?
Charmoiled.
Okay, folks, but let's not forget the topic here. The topic is, why are we hearing this incredible mellifluous music?
Oh, the music.
That can only mean it's time for our...
Area 51 update.
That's right, Conspiracy Spies. It's time to find out what's happening at Dreamland, Groom Lake, Watertown Strip. You may know it as Area 51, but any way you slice it, it's time to get old Marvin the Earthling on the line.
He's walking into our studios now.
Marv.
Hi, guys.
Marv.
You got a shoe rule? I'll just go ahead and take him off.
Marvin, what are you doing here? You can't leave Area 51 in the hands of the man. Oh. I mean, they could be planning extraterrestrial landings and takeovers, and they could be turning the frickin' Mojave. Is it the Mojave?
Yeah, it's the Mojave. Yeah.
Well, they could be turning into a giant Zen rock garden for all we know. They could be planning on taking out Vegas. Tanya, get Cirque du Soleil on the line. Stash!
Did those people even talk?
Not you, damn it.
Marvin, I'm busy here. Rachel Blake is going to be calling in a few minutes.
But what I'm saying, DJ Dan, is, you know, what with the space-time continuum quantum leap funkitude,
yeah,
and all the weird machines they got out there in Area 51.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, what if I still am at Area 51 and here at the same time? And what if I'm about to be calling you right about...
Dan, we've got Marvin the Earthling on line 4. Marvin, go...
No! Put him on! Shut down! Haven't you people? Has nobody here seen Time Cop? If Marvin there talks to Marvin here, then over the phone, we're talking massive rip in the space-time continuum, the kind you can't fix with a Van Damme split.
Rippity-dippity-doo.
Well, phew. Thank God we got that in order. Jeepers. It's like the entire show's falling apart. Marv, as long as you're here, we better keep you here. You got any radio skills?
Nope. But I am, in fact, an expert on the lost experience.
A little something I like to call reality.
Right.
The so-called experience.
Look. If you don't mind, I'll just sit over here in the corner, as quiet as Schrodinger's cat, and I will wait until my services are needed, DJ Dan.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, because Marvin the Earthling's an expert on this. If there's something I don't know, Marvin's going to know it, folks. So you just try and call us, and we'll see what happens, okay? Because I'm going to be taking your calls in a few minutes, okay? So, folks, you know what? I'm going to be opening up the phone lines. You know, I want to talk about this so-called experience, about the Hanso Foundation, or rather, as I like to call them, my arch nemesis.
Oh, give me another second here.
All right, folks, let's try that again.
Hold on,
I'm
going to
be talking
about
my arch nemesis.
Hold on.
Well, folks, you got to have
the music.
Thing. We're going to have your calls in here, folks.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be talking about my arch nemesis.
The Hanso Foundation.
Wow, that was a long road for that date.
It was the music. I had to have my music.
Folks, here's the thing. You've seen the video. What does it mean? When is Rachel planning on releasing that? When is Thomas Werner Middleberg planning on releasing that virus, okay? I want to know what's going on with that guy. Do the authorities know? I sent my completed version of that video to every government spook, stooge, official, and unofficial I know. So far, not a peep. Is Middleberg still running the joint? We haven't heard a thing from the Hanso Foundation since September 8th. Is Middleberg on the run? Is he right? What do you guys think? I mean, if it's true, we're all going to die in, say, 2012. You know, the Mayans predicted an apocalypse then. Would it be the right thing to do to 86, 30% of the population? Whatever's going on with this Middleberg creep, I don't like it, folks. I feel like Tom Skerritt in the air vent with a flamethrower. And you can see on the radar the alien. It's getting closer and closer with the beeping and the booping and the beeping. And I don't like it. Oh, Lord, folks. Somebody give me a brown paperback. I'm going to take some calls. Who do we have on the line?
Line 15. Idan from...
Idan.
We lost Idan. Who else do we have?
Line 14. Mike from New York.
Is this Mike from New York? You're on the air with DJ Dan.
Yeah, this is Mike from New York. How you guys doing?
We have a call.
We have a call, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, we're doing great. You know, we're just running on Mountain Dew and Red Bull. What are you running on?
I'm running on pure spirit to shut down the man.
Excellent. So what can we do you for tonight? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm actually involved with this band. We're called the Aberlines.
The Aberlines?
Yes. Shameless self-promotion.
That's right. Yes, please use my airspace to promote the band, because that's what I live for.
Listen, guys, my main message is we're here to shut down the man.
Right.
And what I need a favor from you, DJ Dan.
You need a favor from me. What do you need there?
I need you guys to send out some DJ Dan t-shirts so that everyone who sees us knows what we're all about.
All right, you know what? I'm sorry, but this is way too commercial, even for me, as I drink my Sprite and drive home in my Jeep Compass. I'm going to have to shut you down. Please talk to our screener. Thank you. Good night. Shut down. Next call. Who do we have?
Line 9, the Fox from San Diego.
The Fox from San Diego.
Hi.
Yes, hi, the Fox. How are you tonight, the Fox?
Improper syntax.
I'm doing pretty good. How's it going, man?
Well, so far so good. If you have a question or some kind of musing for me that'll serve as content, I'll be even better. What you got?
I've got a question. I want to know. I've taken many pictures of the Hanzo Foundation with my specially made camera here.
Oh, really?
But for some reason, every time I do, they look like stick figures, and I'm not quite sure why.
Shut down! They look like stick figures, and you don't quite know why? I don't understand. What are you using, lamography? For the love of God, get a real camera. Get a digital camera. Are you still on the air?
We shut him down.
I hope we shut him down. I could hear the fox.
Would you like to shut him down again?
Let's shut him down again.
Shut him down.
Okay, the fox, you're off the air. Okay, give me another call. Are you still on the air, the fox?
Shut down, not working.
The entire show has gone to hell in a bucket, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot shut down the fox. Perhaps he's an agent of the Hanzo Foundation. Let's have another call. Who do we have?
Line 13, Monty from New York.
Monty from New York. How you doing?
Hi, is this DJ Dan?
Monty, you know, last time I shut you down very rudely.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. I shut down the Monty.
You said my name, and I was honored.
Oh, excellent. Oh. So, Monty, you are taking the expressway to my heart. What can I do for you tonight?
I have a question for you that appeals to the DJ side of your talent.
Excellent, excellent. A sadly underused side of my talent. Let's hear it.
All right. I'm dying to know where I can get a copy of Geronimo Jackson's original album, Magna Carta.
Well, you know, Geronimo Jackson's Magna Carta is almost as rare as Keith Strutter's original album for his band, The Karma Imperative. We all know this.
Yes, we do. You mentioned that on the last broadcast.
I believe that it's actually an incredibly rare pressing. I mean, I think that, I don't know how many records were actually put out of the original Magna Carta. I mean, there's frankly, you know, I think we all know where at least one printing of that record is. Am I right, Monte?
I trust you, DJ Dan, but I normally live in San Francisco and Haight-Ashbury cannot locate that album. I've tried.
You know, Monte, I don't know. You know, I think after this entire thing with the Hanzo Foundation has come to an appropriate conclusion, we're going to make it our life's mission to track down Geronimo Jackson. But until then, Monty, I'm going to have to shut you down.
DJ Dan. Ah.
No, you're on. You're still on. Come on, say it.
You're unshut.
No, we've shut him down. He's gone.
Oh, he's shut.
All right. Folks, you know what? But you know what? Now that we've taken a couple of calls, you know what? I'm going to take another call. I'm feeling generous tonight. Let's do another one. What do we got?
Line 1, Mark from Toronto.
Mark from Toronto. What do we got for you? Mark from Toronto. You're on the air with DJ Dan.
A?
No, we don't have Mark from Toronto. Okay, let's get another call. Who do we have?
Kyle from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Kyle.
Line
Kyle.
7.
Kyle XY. Oh, wait. That's on another network.
Oh, he's got a dreamy belly button. No, a dreamy blue eyes.
That's right. He doesn't have a belly button. Yes.
He has sans belly button.
Kyle, you're on the air with DJ Dan. What do you got to say to me? Kyle, you're on the air. You got anything? Oh, Kyle, we've made jokes about a TV show in your name, and you're not even there. Give me another call. Who do we have?
Line 14, Joe from Oregon.
Joe from Oregon. Joe, you're on the air with DJ Dan. Live!
Joe?
Well, Joe's family's having a big party listening to DJ Dan.
Yeah, we're having a huge party.
Well, Joe, what can I do for you? I'm DJ Dan. You're Joe.
Right on. This is Hector, and you've got a special guest here to talk to you. DJ Lena has got some questions for you.
Well, let's hear the questions for the love of God.
He has his own guests.
Hello, Lena. How are you?
Hey, Dan. What's that?
Not much. It'll get a lot better when you tell me what you got. I need content. Come on. It's all greetings
and
straight.
I was wondering if I could expose you.
Yes, ooh. You can expose me. Really
please
bad.
Do not.
Yeah. There's kids
sitting right across from
you.
You
do not want to see that.
We have kids in the studio, for the love of God. What do you got for me?
Speaker told me he passed the word along.
Well, what did Speaker tell you about what word? Tell me what you got. I need to hear something from you. What's going on?
Well, I think that you're full of bull, myself. I think you wag the dog.
You think I wag? You know what I wag? I wag the shutdown!
Oh, you want the shutdown.
That's right. I wag nothing. Give me another call.
Chuck from Austin.
Chuck from Austin.
Line
Chuck.
9.
Line 9. Let's hear from Chuck. Chuck from Austin.
Whoa!
Oh. Happy there. Turn it down, buddy. Nice shooting there, Tex. What's going on? A
little loud over here.
That's right.
Hey, this is Chuck from Austin over here.
Hi, Chuck from Austin.
Actually, his name.
Yes. Let's hear it. What you got for me? Chuck?
Chuck.
Did we cut Chuck? Chuck?
Chuck.
Let's get an ambulance over there.
Oh, my God. We've lost. Oh, God. They got Chuck. Hanso Foundation guy. I didn't even shut this guy down.
Go ahead.
Okay, screeners, if Chuck calls again, I need to talk to Chuck. I want to know what Chuck from Austin has to say. But, folks, you know, these calls lead me to one thing. I'd like to talk to you something about this. They're creamy. They're chocolicious. They're full of messages from Rachel Blake. But if you're like me, Conspiracy Spies, you know that somewhere in the back of your mind that something's just not right with scarfing down 4 Apollo bars in 26 seconds. I mean, even I know when I've crossed a line. And the reason? Hidden addictive substances, mind control substances, not listed in the wrapper of your Apollo bar. That's right, folks. It's time for a little something that I like to call...
Top 5 mind control substances in the Apollo bar.
That's right, folks. Things that are not listed. We looked at some reports. We did some analyses, folks. And we got our resident PhD, Luis, to analyze the scintillating Apollo chocolate. He's also our roadie. And you're never going to believe the ingredients he found. Limon. Number 5, limon. No surprise here. Limon, practically invented by the Apollo Candy Company. It is a conspiracy by the Hanso Foundation. Those of you who have been following the work of Dr. Hackett may remember he split over a limon-related dispute with Dr. Mittelweg. Number 4.
Xanthan gum.
I knew it! I don't know what this is. I don't know what it does. It might be an emulsifier. Might be a viscosifier. You ask me, it sounds like something out of a Pierce Anthony novel. The Lord knows a man likes to write about mind control. Number 3.
Parsley.
No! This can't be, Tanya! Who put parsley on the list? You know how I feel about parsley. Luis, wasn't it worse, Luis?
Maybe it was Jordan Rosenberg.
Rosenheimer. Number 2. Now, this makes sense. Berg. This makes all the sense in the word.
Donut extract.
Very addictive. I should know. But on the plus side, recent studies show donut extract cures baldness.
DJ Dan was in the control group.
Oh, shut up. Finally. I don't know why they did it. I don't know why they did it, but somewhere between my 3rd and 4th bars, I couldn't shake the feeling that old Jamie Farr was dancing around in my head. That's right. The most prevalent secret mind control ingredient in the Apollo bar is season 1 of MASH. I'll hand it to those evil Hanso scientists. They're good. If you don't believe me, just try it yourself. Take a bite of your Apollo bar right now and tell me you don't see Klinger and Drag. You can't! You can't!
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the destroyed fourth wall, it's DJ Dan shutting down the man, and now here he is, DJ Dan.
We have all seen the Sri Lanka video. Some of us spent weeks trying to put that little sucker together. We've all seen the lecture that Mittelweg gave. We know all about the numbers in the valence state equation. Johnny's been getting a lot of email, a lot of frantic messages. So's Tanya.
Keep them coming.
You know what? Everybody wants to know one thing. They want to know, what should I do if I encounter the numbers? Folks, first of all, do not put the numbers in a song, a rap, or a mashup. Fenris, my eyes are on you. You should know by now the numbers are sensitive. All you'll do is enrage them and remind them how they were cut off from the first round of American Idol tryouts last year. I mean, when the only good thing Paula can say is she likes her choice of bowler and spats, then perhaps you should continue your day job as a representational string of values, representing the core environmental and human factors of the valence state equation. Ooh, that's got to be a blow. Folks, number 2. Do not ask for a photograph. Do not ask for an autograph. If you're going to compliment them, don't just talk about the numbers' early work, and by all means, do not talk about 23's gambling problem. That's between 23 and 42. 3, if they're in a fortune cookie, do not eat the cookie. In fact, you may want to reconsider the whole meal. I'm talking Ipecac, people.
Ipecac.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be too careful. If you find the numbers in a fortune cookie, folks, that meal's a rental, not a purchase, if you know what I'm saying. Number 4, if you're a freshman in high school and the numbers just happen to be your locker combination, transfer. You're in for a world of swirlies, my little friend. You're on the express train to Farmer Ted country. And if you're a senior and the freshman whose locker you decided to steal and use for your own has a combination that's the numbers, pick a different kid, okay? You're about to become Chet, if you know what I'm saying. And 5, if you happen to see these numbers appear on a receipt for your signature, do not sign it. Whatever it was you bought, return it. Run out of the store screaming. And if it was a meal?
If it's a meal?
Yes, Ipecac.
Ipecac. Oh, Ipecac.
It's only Johnny's favorite word. What is that word, Johnny?
Ipecac.
That's right. Little
DJ Dan?
Yes.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, what a surprise. Little known fact. Meals prepared with the numbers have been scientifically proven to contain near fatal levels of riboflavin. And finally, if you encounter the numbers on a broadcast telling you what to do if you encounter the numbers, you have only one alternative. Open your window right now and shout it into the night. Conspiracy
unite.
That's right. I want you to go to your windows. I want you to open those windows. I want you to stick your head out. I want you to say, man, my life has value. I want you to say, conspiracy tonight. Then we'll deal with the government. Then we'll deal with the television. But first, you've got to get mad. You've got to go out. You've got to go out and open the window and shout, conspiracy
unite. Unite.
Conspiracy unite.
Plagiarized concept.
Oh, my God, folks. I swear that Howard Beale is a guru, is a life coach to me. You know what, folks? Now that I've yelled it like that at you, I feel like I need a little bit of what we in the business refer to as vocal rest. So what are we going to do? There's a little segment here that I like to call...
Johnny Recaps the Lost Experience.
That's right, folks. While I go guzzle down a little more Red Bull, I feel that some of you may not entirely know what's been going on in reality, a.k.a. the Lost Experience, as those stooges at ABC will have you call it. That's right, folks. So in order for you to catch up on what I'm talking about, Johnny, our very own announcer Johnny, who's more than a little hopped up on the Lagavulin, is going to recap the entire experience for you. So, folks, without further ado, Johnny, take her away.
Ah, Wednesday night. I wish DJ Dan would be nicer to me. Hey, it's my favorite show, Lost. A phone number for the Hanso Foundation? I'd better dial it. Who are these strange people on these voicemails? Breaking strain? Persephone? Who is this girl? Wow, what a great website. Nice music. Hi, Joop. Hey, put away those teeth. My name is Johnny. Hey, look, the screen's talking to me. Breaking strain? Did I spell that right? Whoa, what's happening to my screen? No, I refuse to believe these executives are corrupt. Not you too, Dick Cheever!
Dick Cheever!
Middlework isn't really a doctor. The Vick Institute? Organ harvesting? An electromagnetic antenna? Maybe these Hanso people aren't so good after all. Save Joop! Save him! Save that monkey! Yeah, where is Alvar? What's that sound? Alarms? Alarms! Persephone? Persephone, where are you? Hey, what a nice travel blog. Wait a minute. Is this Rachel Blake really Persephone? Yes, I would like some pizza. I'm hungry. Careful, Rachel. Oops. Ooh, maps. Alvar Hanso's grandfather, captain of the Black Rock. Hide, Rachel. Hide in the closet. Not with the iron. Was that really necessary? Xander's lying. Don't believe him. Hieroglyphics? Valenzetti? An exchange transfusion? That is gross. Gidget Girl was Darla? Poor Darla. Gunshots. Run! Run! That's right. Use the glasses cam. I don't like the dark. Was that a roach on the sink? The Helgus Antonius? Quarantine Sri Lanka? The spider protocol? Hey, who's that girl yelling at the Lost panel? She's beautiful. It's Rachel! Hanso exposed. Who is this Mr. Beardy fellow? It's Alvar Hanso! Middlework wants to kill us all! The numbers! Ah! Ah! Yes, I would like an Apollo bar. I love parsley.
Folks, that was the entire text of reality, also known as the Lost Experience, by none other than our very own announcer Johnny. And folks, we're going to give announcer Johnny a little bit of what I like to call vocal rest. That's right, he's going into a closet. We're going to put a warm towel around his aching throat. And while I do that, I'm going to take a couple of questions from DJ Dan's mailbag. That's right, let's hear what you got. Tanya, give me a question.
From Kyle.
Ah, Kyle. Kyle XY with the dreamy blue eyes and no belly button. Yes.
DJ Dan, just how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll?
108. Next!
Wow. Really? DJ Dan from RevJob.
RevJob. I had a RevJob earlier today. It was delightful. But we're not going to talk about that. Yes, go ahead.
My question is, who's in the sights of your sawed-off journalistic shotgun next? You and Rachel have already blown the Hanso Foundation out of the water.
Hit list? You want to know who I'm going after if we take the Hanso Foundation down? I'll take you who I'm going to go after. The Children's Television Workshop. That's right, the CTW. You've all been hearing the rumors. Cookie Monster, my personal idol, the blue creature I worship for much of my adult and child life, is being turned into the Veggie Monster in some kind of effort to get kids to eat more GMOs. Folks, C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Next!
From Bojangles.
Bojangles!
DJ Dan, you rule.
Woo, well, of course I do. Thank you, Bo. May I call you Bo?
I can't help but wonder what a genius like you might know about the mysteries of life. Let me just ask, what is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life. Well, try to get in a good book now and then, try to avoid fatty foods, and try to get together with people of all different races, creeds, and colors. Next.
From Mr. Mulders.
Mr. Mulders.
To the real ones, DJ Dan and Tanya. Uh-huh. We've all been waiting, and now Rachel Blake promises to tell the whole truth about Hanso.
That's right, folks. She's going to be here. She's calling me. I'm telling you. I know this for a fact.
But wait. What if Rachel is the man? Are you tough enough to rip out your sugar-coated feelings and to shut her down?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This question is ripping the fabric of space-time all around me. I don't know what I would do if Rachel was the man. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. What would I... Children's Television Workshop, I'm going after them. Did I say that? Did I say
yes,
that already?
You did.
That's what I do. That'd be all that...
We all heard you, Dan.
All right. All right. You know what? I've had it with these emails. They don't have that personal touch that I like. You know, I like kind of reaching out and touching. Let's take a phone call. Who do we have on the line?
Line 15, Bill from Frederick, Maryland.
Ah, Bill. Bill, this is DJ Dan. Are you on the line?
Hello. How's it going?
It's going great, Bill. If you have questions, musings, or answers, I'd be very happy to hear them.
Well, this is Elmer Stowe 7 from the Lost Space Clues. Anyway.
Oh, excellent. So you're part of this so-called alternate reality? You're playing into it? Come on, man. Why don't you call it the reality clues, okay? What do you got to say? Come on, let's hear it.
Well, I've been wondering if Rachel really is Persephone.
You know what? When she shows up here, I'm going to put a rest of that once and for all, okay? I believe that this woman is Persephone. I know this to be a fact. I've talked to her about it. She's going to talk to me about it in mere minutes.
Do you think she's the original Persephone, though?
I think that there's really only one... Look, this is a woman who's on a very focused quest right here. I mean, I don't think only one... I think this is something that only one person does. I think this is an act of obsession bordering on beautiful, seductive mania, in fact. Okay? And I think that Rachel orchestrated this whole thing. I think I've already given my theory in one of my live broadcasts when I have said that just because Rachel maybe isn't as good at the espionage stuff, okay, doesn't mean that she's not a great hacker, okay, or vice versa. I think that there's, you know, I think that you have to be fair about the fact that not everybody's skill set at every point of their life is going to be exactly the greatest. Why do you think she's not Persephone?
I think the original Persephone was the one that was, you know, originally hacking the site and everything, and perhaps Hanso was getting too close to her, and so Rachel decided to come out and say that she was Persephone so that the other Persephone could,
you know what? I'm not going to shut you down. I would shut down normally anybody who calls. I shut down every call. I'm just going to say I will ask Rachel that myself when she's here in a little while, okay? That's what I'm going to do. Thank you very much for your call. Next call, who else do we have?
Line 7, Joe from Bristol.
Joe from Bristol. Bristol, Oregon? Or are we talking about Bristol and Bly, my friend?
Connecticut.
Bristol, Connecticut. Oh, I thought you were one of our friends from across the pond, but I still love you dearly. What you got for me, boy?
I have a question for you, DJ.
Let's hear it.
Man. How's it feel?
How's what feel?
Being shut down.
You know what? Can I just say something?
Yes, go ahead.
He didn't have the sound effect, so that's not an official shutdown.
You know how it feels? Not as good as if you were able to say, shut down. Well, apparently I don't have the sound effect.
Wait, there it is.
Oh, well, you know what? A man has gotten his vengeance on me. Oh, no. I'm crushed. I'm so crushed. I've been shut down. It's the worst thing ever. Put somebody else on, for the love of God. My God.
Line 16, Jeff from New Jersey.
Okay, now, Chuck from Austin, if you're out there, please call me. I want to know what you have to say. Oh. Jeff, you're
hey,
on with
DJ Dan.
It's going great.
Good.
It's going... What do you think I'm on? There was a rumor on the internet that I was apparently on crystal meth. Well, I'm not on crystal meth. What do you think I'm taking?
I think you're taking a lot of Red Bull.
I'm taking a lot of Red Bull. That's right.
But that's great, though.
I'm dancing with the bull that is red. My friend, what do you got for me?
First, I just want to tell Johnny he did an awesome job with that recap. That was hilarious.
Well, you know, Johnny, Angry Johnny. That's right. We love the man.
And I'm right back at you, son.
Johnny summarizes everything for me, actually. I've had him summarize the Old Testament he can do, actually, in less than 30 seconds. It's spectacular.
Not a big reader.
No. What do you got for me, Jeff? Let's hear it.
I wanted to know what you thought of that about the Valenzetti equation. Do you think it's real? And if it is, do you think we can avoid the end of the world?
You know what? I don't know if we can avoid the end of the world, but I think this equation is real. And the fact is, I think it's about high time that the Hanso Foundation release their iron grip on Gary Troop's book and on the equation itself. I think it's very clear that if a single executive of the Hanso Foundation can be moved to mobilize to destroy a third of the world's population with a virus because of what this equation has to say, then the only place where I'll give Thomas Werner Mittelwerk any credit is to say,
If he believes it, then maybe we should look at it. And I think that's the whole point of this entire thing. If this thing is real, if this thing exists, it should be out there, it should be seen by everybody. It shouldn't just be something that a few fat cats, Swedes, or Danes, or whatever the hell they are going to hold on to while we, the rest of them, wait for them to save our lives. That's all I'm saying about that.
Wrong on.
Thank you so much for your call. Let's take one more call, and then we're going to talk about something very near and dear to my heart before we take a break. Let's take another call.
Line one.
Line one.
Nanny from New Jersey again.
Nanny from New Jersey again. We're very big in Jersey.
Nanny?
Nanny, are you there? Nanny. Oh, folks. Nanny. Did we make you wait too long?
Nanny.
What happened?
Past Nanny's bedtime.
All right, let's get another call. Let's get another call. Who
Line 15. Erica from New Jersey.
We are so huge in Jersey. If we were in Jersey, it'd be spectacular. Sadly, we're in California. Yes.
Joyzy.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. You're on the air with DJ Dan. And this
Hello.
Is DJ Dan. Hi.
Hi. So when I was
okay, you're kind of you're breaking up. Can you speak?
Please deposit 25 cents.
Okay. Let's hear it again very clearly because I'm having trouble hearing you. Let's try that again, okay?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
All right. When I was younger, I was asked to take a test. And I was accepted to a program.
Yes.
And now that I'm older,
yes.
I'm wondering if I have been brainwashed.
Really? Now, what are some of the signs that you've been brainwashed? Can you tell me? Do you speak in languages heretofore unknown to you?
I don't know, but I've been having these weird dreams.
Yes? Can you describe these dreams to me?
In detail.
Well, I would be maybe running and maybe on a computer.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
Really vague.
All right. You know what? There's something I want to say to you, and listen to me very closely. Shut down! Oh, yeah, folks. You know what? When I was younger, I took a test, right? And then I went to an academy, and then little green men trained me, and then I could shoot lightning bolts from my hand. And I don't mean the dark side power lightning bolts. No, I mean the light side power lightning bolts called electric judgment, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Jedi Dan, that's who I am. Okay, folks, I've had enough of this role playing. Let's have one more call, then there's something I got to talk about.
Oh, Ben.
Line 7, Yeshiva, the sword master from Bar Harbor, Maine.
Ah, Maine, home of many a great sword master. Yeshiva, the sword master, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line.
I see. Will you draw weapons against me or will you speak to me placidly?
I don't really want to duel right now.
Excellent. We're on the phone. It'd be very cumbersome. What's your question, my friend? What you got to say to me?
I was just wondering, there's a...
Spit it out.
Like, for example, Retrievers of Truth.
Yes.
There's all these lost fans that found out the password before the Hanzo Foundation did. I'm wondering if there's something going on with that, if they, like, found out if they're...
Well, of course they knew the password. They're psychic dogs. They know everything. That's the whole point, am I right?
Well, I'm wondering how they,
Yeah, go ahead. Ignore the sound effect. I know I do.
I don't get it. It's just all this...
All right, first of all, there's one thing that you should know before we go any further, which is shut down. Okay, look, guys, Retrievers of Truth, they're supposedly psychic golden retrievers. They retrieve truth. If they're talking about what they really are, then truth is being retrieved by these dogs. They know stuff before we do. Come on, guys. Great TV series, by the way, they could do. Okay, folks, you know what? We're gonna have a song about the man, and then we're going to come back from...
You're listening to RadioHarvest.com. Music and more anytime. RadioHarvest.com, your internet radio provider. And now, coming to you live from an antenna on an island somewhere in the South Pacific, normally broadcasting a series of numbers. Numbers so terrifying, I won't even go into it or say them out loud. It's DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
Folks, I am shutting down the man. That's what I'm doing here. Now, who's going to be with us very soon? Rachel Blake, Persephone, ladies and gentlemen, the lady of the experience, the so-called experience, what they want you to think is an experience instead of reality. But before talking about that, we're going to talk about something very special here, something very interesting. That's right, Announcer Johnny's bladder. Folks, I got to tell you, Announcer Johnny...
Don't go there.
He's been sitting here for over 15 hours preparing for this. He's got his trigger finger ready. We're going to catheterize the poor guy. I have never seen a look of agony on a human being like this, but folks... Before we go into that, and we will do it live, I'm going to take a couple of phone calls. That's right. We're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Let's see what we got going. Tanya, who's on the line?
Line 13, Tim from Rhode Island.
Tim from Rhode Island, line 13. Tim, are you on? Are you there, Tim? Tim from Rhode Island. Earth to Rhode Island, R.I.
Timmy, can you hear me?
Folks, crickets. Crickets, okay? Who do we have? Let's hear another one.
Okay. Tap. Dog Line 9 from Los Angeles.
Top Dog from Los Angeles! Oh, that's right. I'm feeling it. That's right. You can call me Slappy Hambone from now on. Tap Dog, you're on the air with DJ Dan. What you got? Tap Dog, you're on the air with...
Phone's not working.
Folks, it's horrible what's happened to our phones. I think it's the Hanso Foundation hacking our lines. If we don't get some phones up here, we're going to have to go to viewer mail. And how dull is that, folks? I think you'll know how. Tanya, who else do we have?
Line 14, Rance from Ohio.
Rance from Ohio in line 14. Rance, are you there? Rance. You're on the air with Slappy Hambone.
All of them? Is it Slappy or Sloppy?
It's Slappy Hambone. Slappy. Actually. That's right. That's my tap dance name. Rance, are you there? Okay, folks, we're having some technical difficulties with our phone. We're going to go to some viewer mail right now while we sort those out. Okay, what do we have here? Let's hear some viewer mail.
From Mark. Hey, DJ Dan.
Mark.
I was just wondering if you've gotten those powdered cup sugar-covered hands on a Golden Oracle Apollo bar.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still think they're nanite-infested now that we know they're all coming from one of our friends, Rachel Blake?
You know what? You know what? I would not touch. I would not eat an Apollo bar with your mouth, okay, folks? That's what I'm saying, all right? These things are chock full of stuff. Stuff I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy's dog, all right? Golden Oracle or not, okay? Just because my friend and yours, Rachel Blake, pulled a wonk on this thing does not mean you should be touching the stuff. We're talking nanites. We're talking a black swarming cloud of nanites. No, wait, we're not. If we're not talking about anything, it's a black swarming cloud of nanites. Do you all hear me? Johnny, do you hear me?
Hear you.
Johnny, do you hear me?
Impossible not.
Loud and clear, exactly.
All right, Marvin the Earthling, do you hear me?
What?
Never mind. It is not a dark cloud of nanites in anything, anywhere that I'm talking about. Johnny, give me another reader mail. What do we got going on?
Juliana. Hey, DJ Dan.
Hi, Juliana.
What do you think of William T. Kilpatrick's disappearance and possible murder?
All right, you know what? This is one where I gotta defer to the wisdom of Marvin the Earthling on this one. Marvin, what's this all about?
Hola.
Yes, what are we talking about there?
William T. Kilpatrick was involved with Jeep in the whole Compass fiasco.
Oh, you mean how the Hanso Foundation?
Organs,
yes.
Basically, the Hanso Foundation bought all these Jeeps and they outfitted them for evil and whatnot and driving across the countries and
yes,
shipping
Jeeps
organs.
Jeeps are now evil rated, not just trail rated.
Basically,
that's right.
William Kilpatrick was kidnapped and it was horrible. And basically, Rachel.
Where was he kidnapped?
He was sort of. Perhaps making a public appearance.
Wait a minute. This guy was talking to Rachel Blake.
He wasn't talking to Rachel Blake at the time. He was just...
But he talks to Rachel Blake, right?
Sure.
And then he made a public appearance.
There I am. Yeah.
And he made a public appearance. And then he... Folks, I'm making a public appearance and I talk to Rachel Blake. Oh, my God. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. I'm making... All right, look, folks, if you talk to Rachel Blake, don't be like me. Don't be like Billy, okay? Don't make public appearances. If you're fighting the man, you don't make public appearances. My God. Okay, when Madonna comes down in that crucifix, is Rachel Blake hammering in the nails? No, she's not. Of course not. You know why? Because she's running away from the man, all right? They're going to come and take me away. They know where I am, don't they? They were here the last time. If it hadn't been for Tanya being a master of jujitsu, we would have never gotten out of that. Folks, okay, do we have our lines on? Do we have phones? All right, let's take some calls. Let's hear some calls.
Line 14, Stephanie from Ohio.
All right, Stephanie from Ohio. Steph, what you got for me? Oh, for the love of sweet God, people, where are my phones? You know what? Speaking of donuts. Speaking of donuts.
We were.
The donut of the day.
Yes, that's right. I have to tell you, it's that point in the show when I'm feeling a dip in my energy reserves, a contraction of the mitochondria, and that means it's time to pull out the old brown bag of delights and unleash the donut of the day. That's right. Today's donut was specially prepared for me by my wife. She said I'd love it. She said she wrote me a special note with it. And today's donut is a low-carb bagel.
A low-carb bagel.
With fat-free cream cheese. This is not funny. This is a mutilation.
Kind of funny.
And what does the note say?
It says, and I quote, "I dreamt you died last night. I'm pretty sure I don't want that to happen yet. Enjoy." Huh. Oh, my sweet wife. Always with the veiled threats. Which brings me to a little segment I like to call...
The Threat Call of the Day.
You see, folks, if you're like me, if you're poking your nose into the shadows to sniff out evil where it lives, chances are that schnoz of yours is going to come back with a couple of extra holes in it. Now, you might think that would deter a man such as me. You might think I'm headed for higher ground or greener pasture or something, but then you'd be flat out wrong. But as you know, I've been recently locking horns with a little organization known as...
The Hanzo Foundation.
That's right. They're weird. They're creepy. They're ooky. They're altogether spooky. That's right, folks. They have a fondness for mint green lab coats, but when it comes to threat calls, they're the metaphorical equivalent to a bowl of overcooked lo mein, which is why Johnny and I like to do a little interpretive sketch of our own threat calls. That's right, folks, just to keep things lively. Shall we try a few out?
Yes, DJ Dan, but before we start, I've been asked to say, today's threat call is brought to you by Widmore Construction. We can crush you under an I-beam and say it was an accident. Don't worry, we're insured.
Who asked you to say that?
Did I tell you I finally am going to be able to be putting that addition onto my house,
okay,
including a pool?
Okay,
it's really
okay,
great.
Okay, okay, uh-huh. Johnny, middle of page six, will ya? Threat me up, come on.
Middle of page six. That's right, DJ Dan. You'll come home to find your chestnuts roasting over an open fire. And by chestnuts, I don't mean chestnuts at all. What I really mean when I say chestnuts is that I'm going to
shut
take your...
Shut down! I like it. It's a little bit too early in the year. It's kind of seasonal. Page 24, from the top.
Page 24, from the top. You want me to sing?
Oh, do I ever.
Oh, no.
Exactly. You've heard me sing, haven't you, Tanya? Okay. Razors and blazers and nails on mittens. A safe falls on Tanya. I drown all your kittens.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Brown paper wrappers filled up with your
sleeves. Okay, okay, okay. What is it with the thread call today? My God. Dear Lord, it's a Von Trapp nightmare. Okay, this could be a good one. Page 12, start at the bottom.
Page 12, start at the bottom. Okay. Not only that, but I bought my V12 SUV outside of California. That's right, relaxed emission standards. And I'm driving it more than ever, DJ Dan, which means someday soon you're facing a 1 degree rise in ocean temperature. And when that happens, the ice caps will melt, the seas will rise, rendering your bluff top home oceanfront property... Rendered worthless.
Oh, wait. Come on.
No.
When did Al Gore join the writing staff?
Exactly.
We have a writing staff?
You know, another crack, another dollar, Tanya. Okay, you know what? I, folks, there you have it. Threat call of the day.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you want to do the other threat call?
Yeah.
I think some of our callers might want to hear some DJ Dan talking to them if we can actually get them on the line. But you know what? Since you're so pleased with this, Johnny, let's do the last threat call. I was just going to drop it, but I want to hear it now. Give it to me.
I just wanted to call in and say I'm your biggest fan, and I hope you continue on in your radiant health with no falls down the stairs or unexpected trips to the emergency room.
Dan, this guy is weird.
He's freaking me out.
I find your opinions stimulating, and I encourage you to continue digging into the potentially criminal activities of the Hanzo organization.
Strange, isn't it? It feels like a threat call, but it sounds just like the opposite.
Wow. I wonder why. I'm pretty sure it's not opposite day. Oh, well. Bye now, DJ Dan. Have a great night, and by all means, don't worry about the bag of Death Stalker scorpions I didn't leave under the driver's seat of your green Jeep Compass. You have not been warned, DJ Dan.
Well, folks, under great duress, there you have it, the threat call of the day.
We should have killed that letter.
Yeah, I think we should have killed that bit, absolutely. But you know what? What I want to know is, and I'm directing this to my engineers here, if I get a call, am I going to be able to get it on the line? Folks, we are praying here. We're praying for a call.
Test call of the night.
Now we're going to test. We had some calls. This is our test call. Okay, who do we have on the line?
Line 15, Mr. Frosty, Toronto.
Mr. Frosty from Toronto, you are on the air with DJ Dan.
Oh, no.
Mr. Frosty, are you there?
Yeah. We hear something.
Yes, Mr. Frosty. I'm not hearing a damn thing. Folks, I don't know what's going on with our calls. So I got to tell you, it's... Oh.
Phone line is dead.
What happened? Guys, keep calling. We're going to try to get to you. I really want to take these calls.
I told you we had to pay the phone bill.
That's right. Or perhaps it's my arch nemesis.
Oh, no. You're just trying to do
folks,
that?
Folks, perhaps it is somebody evil, somebody who wants me dead. It is my arch nemesis.
The Hanzo Foundation.
all of this inability to take calls, folks. We're going to try to make this up to you a little bit later. We got a little more time before Rachel Blake calls us. You know what? Let's see. You know what? Should we even try to get another call? Is this going to happen for us? Okay, folks. You know what? I think we're going to go to a song. We're going to try to work out our different.
Need to.
DJ Coming to you live from the secret CIA prison under your local high school football field, it's DJ Dan shutting down the man, Supro Dupro Edition Especial.
Supro Dupro Edition Especial. Is that Italian? Is that Spanglish? What the heck is that?
It's scripties. It was written right here for me.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to talk to our staff about that. Folks, you know what? I've opened up a special phone line for Rachel Blake, should and when she choose to call. I have it on good authority. She's going to be with us in a few minutes. But you know what? I want to take some more of your calls because I think that's an important thing. I think that's something we need to be doing. Okay, folks? Now, who do we have here, Tanya?
Line 14, speaker.
Speaker on line
14. Tanya speaking on the announcer mic.
Yeah, she's a little reverb.
Tanya, speaker. The announcer.
Speaker, you're on live with DJ Dan. You're on live with DJ Dan.
See, speaker wouldn't hang up on us.
No, speaker wouldn't hang up. Speaker is good. Speaker, you know, even though Speaker's a little bit too close to that Javier Grillo Marksuch guy, and that kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Hey, there's Speaker!
Yay!
My MySpace friend!
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got sound! Can I get a witness?
Witness.
All right. Speaker, what you got to say to me?
Me?
Yes. We've tried like 8 calls. You're the first one to get through. I want to talk. What you got to say to me?
The island we learned about from the Sri Lanka video that Rachel helped us put together.
Yes.
Well, Charles Widmore, who helps Hanzo, is he a part of this? Is it possible that maybe he has a twin who he sent to the island, and his twin is maybe John Locke?
Okay, first of all, you don't sound like Speaker very much, I got to tell you. I mean, I know Speaker, and you don't sound... Are you really Speaker, or are you like some sort of fake conspiracy Speaker? Because it doesn't sound like the
Just fake like old. The fake Rachel Blakes we've seen.
That's right. You know, we've been getting false Rachel Blakes all night, my friend. Is this the real Speaker or not?
Yes.
Yes, it is the real Speaker. I hope it is, because I'm going to be talking to you later, okay? I don't think Widmore has an evil twin. What do you think, he's got a bad twin? Is that what we think? Dude, listen, okay? People have good twins, bad twins, the whole thing. But that doesn't mean that every time there's some sort of fictional manifestation of something, there's going to be a bad twin. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? Speaker, I'm not going to shut you down, but I'm going to say thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get another call in here.
Line 7, Mike from Tucson, Arizona.
Mike from Tucson on line 7.
Yeah, this is me.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, is Rachel Blake really Alvar Hanzo's daughter?
I have no idea. I mean, that is a very interesting question. Do you think that she is Alvar Hanzo's daughter? What do you think about that? Let's pretend that I don't know all the answers for a second. What basis do you have in terms of reality, a.k.a. the lost experience, to say that? What makes you think she's Alvar Hanzo's daughter?
I really have no clue. I've just been reading blogs and stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, does she sound Danish to you?
What?
Does she sound Danish to you? Is there something Danish about her presentation that makes you think, oh my God, I'm talking to Alvar Hanzo's daughter?
not really.
So it's purely just your experience of blogs, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to have to shut you down. I'm very sorry. Shut down, folks! If you're calling me to tell me somebody is something, you'd better know why that somebody is whatever the say they is. Am I right?
Yes, whatever you said.
That's
you
right. You know what? You know what I think? I think it should be talk like James Hetfield Day. That's what I'm saying. I think everything should be like, is today the day when everybody calls me to tell me this? That's right. A little Metallica for you, folks. Let's take another call. Is Rachel Blake on the line? Because I really would like to get that phone line open for her. Let's just take another call. Who do we have here?
Line 5, lost in Pennsylvania.
All right, how can one get lost in Pennsylvania? The turnpike is so prevalent. Lost in Pennsylvania, are you there? Lost in Pennsylvania. We have lost. Let's go to another line.
Line 10, Derek from Evansville, Indiana.
Derek from Evansville, are you there?
Yes, this is me.
Oh, it's me. Oh, excellent, me. I thought it was Derek, but it turns out it's me. Well, thank God, I always wanted to talk to me. Yes.
Well, I have a question because on the Hanzo Foundation website with the world map, the statistics that you put in for the next video, there's a secret area you could click that said she was a member of the foundation. Do you happen to know who that was?
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go to Marvin the Earthling, my connection for all things dealing with reality, to tell us a little bit about this. Marvin, you're Marvin the Earthling. What do we know about this?
I have no idea what the question was because I was under the table and...
Oh, I see. I'm very afraid of things myself, so that's...
I can vouch for that answer.
You know what?
Please repeat the question to me.
Can you please repeat the question?
Sir?
On the foundation website where you put the statistics in about the different countries...
Yes.
...for the video...
I didn't put anything...
...there's a secret area... Go ahead.
Yes, continue.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. Continue.
Okay. There's a secret video that you can, a secret area you can click on, and it said text backwards. And if you turn it the mirror, it would say that she was a member of the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
Happen to think that was possibly, like, Rachel Blake or something?
Well, Rachel, okay, for starters, Rachel Blake worked for Widmore, okay? Do you really think she worked for the Hound Foundation? She said herself she worked for Widmore. Did she not? Widmore, severance check. Did she not?
Whoa.
She was obviously speaking.
Have you ever served in a forward area, son?
She was. I'm sorry. Look, I don't want to get upset with you, but.
Marvin, I think you got to go back under the table. Somebody take Marvin down. You know what? I'm going to have to shut you down.
Shut down.
Folks, okay. You know what? Oh, my God. Wait, is that the special red? I think the special red light is on, ladies and gentlemen. That can only mean one thing. I think, oh my God, that's the line I set up. Folks, we've talked about her, we've fought for her, and we've yearned for her, and we've dreamed about her. Oh, sweet candlelit dreams. And now, without further ado, the guest that makes this Shutting Down the Man special edition.
The DJ Dan interview with Rachel Blake.
That's right, it's Rachel Blake. She's on the line, folks. Rachel, what's the haps?
Not much, just running with the wedding plans. You have told your wife, haven't you, Dan?
Oh, the wit. Honey, if you're listening, this girl's crazy. She's a crack-up. I've been saying it from the beginning. I don't believe a word she says.
Don't tell me you're backing out.
Backing out? Did I ever front in? You gotta be in to be out.
Let's see. And I quote, I'd like to get to know her, if you know what I mean. You said that on your last show, and tonight, what else? She's the light of my life, my PYT, my bride-to-be. Sound familiar?
Not a word. It's lies, I say. I never said a single one of those.
Oh, wait. And how about candlelit dreams?
Oh, hey, low blow. I never said that. Not until, like, you know, a minute ago. Rachel, I'm so sorry. 1,000 apologies. You know, I'm a liberal man, and I use my words liberally.
Well, you should be careful what you say to a girl, Dan. Mellifluous, golden voice like yours, she might just take what you say to heart.
Oh, Rachel. See, folks, this is why I can't help but profess my undying
love. I won't even mention the fact that you're old enough to be my father.
Oh, shut down. Oh, God. Always got to push the buttons, don't you, Blake? But in all seriousness, Rachel, we're thrilled to have you on the show, and we're even more thrilled you're alive and well.
Yes, well, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be alive.
Should we get down to it? Are you ready for the Barbara Walters?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Because I've got questions, Rachel. A lot of questions, a lot of topics. You've got a ton of supporters and a ton of doubters.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
So let's start it off with an easy one. We know you're calling from an undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, where the heck are you?
Where am I right now, or where was I 5 minutes ago?
Are you saying you're mobile? You're on a cell phone?
I'm saying, have you ever been chased through 8 countries in 12 days?
8 countries in 12 days? No. I mean, 8 donut shops in 12 minutes, yeah. And which of these countries are you in right now?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure.
Is it one of the stands?
I don't know. Geography isn't really my strong suit. I think a lot of your listeners would agree with that.
Are you referring to the map incident, Rachel?
Could be.
Folks, for those of you who don't know, while she was tracking down the evil Dr. Thomas Werner Mittelbeck, the nefarious fighter protocol, Rachel made a little tiny mistake.
Oh, try capital offense.
She mistook a set of maps depicting 3 or 4 islands to be a series of views on one island, an island near the equator.
Hey, Dan, last time I checked, Sri Lanka was an island near the equator, so I was partly right.
But you were also partly wrong.
I know, trust me, I know.
Okay, now, but some of your supporters just went bat guano crazy on you for it, didn't they?
That's one way of saying it, I guess.
Well, Rachel, I guess the question that was on everyone's mind was this. How can she be so good at the hacking, at the Persephone stuff, and so not good at the real-world Sidney Bristow, James Bond, Mission Impossible stuff?
Ouch. I don't know. It could be that I spent the last 10 years of my life with my eyes glued to the computer monitor in my mom's house, and then the computer monitor in my dorm room, and then I had this really, really Hillis Teraflop machine badass computer in the basement of the Widmore Corporation building. Seriously, it was badass.
You're referring to all of your computer hacker training, of course, right?
I'm referring to the fact that I'm a geek. I mean, Red and Fair geek, not so much, but pissed off that I couldn't actually see Comic-Con geek? Yeah, I was, you bet.
So to refute a few of the theories floating around about you, you weren't genetically engineered by Hanso to be some kind of super spy sleeper agent, am I right?
I'm going to have to go with a no on that one. I think you know this. Compiling flash does not necessarily equate to street smarts, DJ Dan. If it did, I think most of the guys taking shots on me on a Friday night at midnight would probably be out with their girlfriends. You know who you are, Matt the Pale.
Oh, Rachel Blake shooting fireballs, and one of our favorite chroniclers takes it in the groin.
Hey, I'm honest.
Okay, so where did you learn to hack? How did you become the socially awkward comic book geek you are today?
My mother was sick, the doctors were lying, and I wanted her records.
Simple as that?
Yeah.
Kind of vague.
Ask me another question.
No, come on, what about that one?
Ask me another question.
All right. What do you think about Lost?
It's not on my TiVo.
Oh, it's because of the orientation film, right?
No comment.
Okay, does Carlton Cuse really disgust you?
It's become more complicated. What happened in Norway complicated things.
Okay, what happened in Norway?
Not yet, okay?
Okay, let's move on. How about what happened at Comic-Con? After you condemned the Lost panel, you said a lot of things, a lot of very incendiary things to those people. How did you get out of there, by the way?
The same way I got hold of that mic. I bribed the right people beforehand. There was a panel truck waiting for me backstage at the convention center at the loading dock. I knew Hanso's hit squad wouldn't be there, and I was right. I lost him once we crossed the border into Mexico, but I still spent 3 days on the beach in Guerrero Negro just to make sure the trail went cold. But I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, so after your Comic-Con blow-up, the very panel of Lost producers and actors, they were photographed signing autographs, right? And they were wearing these hieroglyph armbands, all right? Your hieroglyph wristbands with the codes to HansoExposed.com. Which side are those guys really on, Rachel?
The truth? I don't know anymore. Look, I had an insider in the Lost camp. He's the one that helped me. The wristbands were his idea. I don't even know if the producers had any idea what this glyph represented until later on.
Okay, so can you tell us who this white knight was?
No.
No, come on, give us a hint at least. Tell me something.
In all the nations, in all the world, no one is as great as this guy. No one.
In all the nations, folks, you guys figure that one out. All right. So, Rachel, wait. So these glyphs, they were for this video. They represented pieces of the video you shot in Sri Lanka. The video outing Middleverse plot to kill us all.
You mean save us all by killing 30% of us? Did that bother you too?
Yeah, just a little, Rachel.
Yeah, I think so. Reaching out to a better tomorrow, right?
So we know you went on the run with this Da Silva dude. We know the Hanso squad is on your butt. But why, oh why, did you have to break the thing up into so many damn pieces?
My relationship suffered.
I'm sorry, Johnny. By the way, I enjoyed your recap.
Oh, you got great taste, and you inspire me.
Thanks.
Rachel, what happened? Why did you break it up like that?
Well, I didn't want to break it up like that. It wasn't really a choice. You know, people have died helping me. Xander, Darla, Da Silva. I had to do my best to protect the truth of what Middleverk was doing. But if I had sent it to one person or a group of people or put it on a website, I knew with what was in this video. I just couldn't risk people's lives like that. And I thought that if I put this all stuff out at once, are people actually going to believe it? Are they going to believe me? I mean, it's pretty mad scientist kind of stuff. I wanted to get people talking, get them frustrated. Bottom line, I wanted everyone watching.
Just like with the Apollo bars, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how did you pull that off exactly?
Oh, I'll never tell.
Okay, Rach, we've warmed up, we're loose, we're vibing. Now it's time to get to the real stuff. Not the hows, but the whys, Rachel, the whys. I think we all know there's a difference between wanting to save the world and actually throwing everything you have out the window and risking your life to do it. Most people don't have that in them. The people that do, you know, they join the Peace Corps, they become missionaries, some like me, you know, they join the military, which was, in hindsight, a mistake. But you went off and did this crazy global hacking thing. I mean, Rachel, what you've done is amazing. Why did you do it?
Oh, I could tell you, but I don't know that you'd believe me.
I wouldn't believe you? Why would a conspiracy DJ and his conspiracy spy audience not believe you, Rachel? You're like the conspiracy spy of the year. Come on, Rachel, just come clean. Tell us why. Is Middleverk really your crazy uncle? Is Jupe your long-lost pet monkey? Are you related to Alvar Hanso? People want to know. I'm getting calls. What happened in Norway?
When I went to Norway, I'm sorry. Listen, I knew the only way this would ever be done, the only way anyone would ever believe that any of this was real, was for me to get it on tape and for me to get that tape to the authorities, which is what I did at the beginning of this week.
DJ Dan.
No, God! Tanya! Great jumping Jehoshaphat, Tanya! You scared the bleeming buckyballs out of me! Rachel, please, go on. I need to hear this. What is it, Tanya?
Dan,
what are you doing?
Rachel, I'm sorry.
What are you doing, Tanya? What's going on?
I'm sorry, but I've got someone on the line. You can't believe what this guy is saying. You have to take this call right now.
If this is another one of those threat calls, Tanya.
Dan, take the call.
Rachel, hold that thought. Caller, you're on Shutting Down the Man, and if this ain't good, I'm shutting you all the way down to Chinatown. Who?
My sister, my daughter.
Yeah, great, great. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, DJ Dan. My name is James. I'll get right to the point. My friend and I, we have this little global network going on where we enjoy eavesdropping on all kinds of signals. Civilian, corporate, scientific, military.
Yeah, James, I'm with you.
And right now at this very moment, excuse me, we are listening to, hold on. We are listening to an encoded, highly secure government frequency. I don't know if it's police or military, but if you allow me, I want to patch you through.
You want to patch us through?
You and Miss Blake and the rest of your conspiracy spies have to hear this.
All right, go ahead, man. Patch it through right now. I mean,
okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Report. Zulu in position. Disable lift control.
Hold Zulu. Bravo.
Booth lobby secure.
Do you have visual on target?
Yes, sir. 10th floor.
Is that confirmed?
It's
white coat,
thing?
Black ponytail.
Lunatics in their hair.
Wait. 9th floor now.
Intel says 10th. Confirmed. 10th floor.
I think we got a staircase between lab levels 9 and 10.
Personnel count on 9.
I count 3 and 4.
Armed?
Unsure. Target moving. Toward elevators.
We're moving. Bravo, hold.
We've been made.
Zulu, cut power.
Cutting.
Alpha, go, go, go.
Bravo, take 9. Got 10.
Zulu.
Power cut.
Then why am I seeing lights? They've got auxiliary.
I don't know what this is.
Not a sound effect.
Who do they have cornered in?
We need the ram. Hands behind your back. Face to the floor.
We've got him.
No, that's not middle work. He's a lookalike.
Middle work.
Repeat, he's a decoy. Our target's still loose.
Where is he?
Gentlemen, that's I'm sorry to have to do this.
We got a radio over here.
I can't have my work compromised. You should run.
Police is wired. Go, go, go.
Namaste.
Oh, hello? It sounds like, oh my God, Rachel, that was the authorities. They were at the Hansel Fund. That sounded like Thomas van der Mittelwerk.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rachel, is this because of the video you shot? Is this because of, oh my God, Rachel, Rachel, the world needs to know what's going on here. You need to tell us what's happening.
Okay, if you guys want to know the whole truth, you will go to abc.com in 5 minutes. It's all there, everything.
We're going to get him, Rachel. Folks, this is incredible. Middleverk appears to have escaped from a raid trying to find him. He's blown up the Hansel Foundation building. Rachel, we're going to get it. We're going to get this guy. And you know it's thanks to you, right?
Okay, thank you. I got to go.
No, Rachel.
I got to go.
Rachel,
bye.
Don't. Folks, this is amazing. We were in there. We were listening to the raid on the Hansel Foundation, and Middleverk appears to have blown the place. I don't know how many soldiers. What were they? Police officers? Interpol? I don't know what was going on there, but you have got to go to abc.com. Rachel has some very important information that she has to impart on you, folks, and this is just spectacular. I've never seen the like. A live raid on the Hansel Foundation. This is beyond what even I and my conspiracy spies could have ever imagined, folks. You know what? I think you should all go to abc.com. I'm going to sign off. We're going to go off the air, folks, because right now it's just time for the truth, and I think you all need to go there to check it out. So, folks, this is DJ Dan, Shutting Down the Man. Johnny, give us a look out.
You've been listening to the DJ Dan Show, Shutting Down the Man, on RadioHarvest.com. Music's more anytime. Your internet radio provider, RadioHarvest.com.
ABC.com, folks. Go there for the truth.
Tune in now.